So today in our gospel, we hear about James and John, two of the Lord's disciples, two that were among the first that were called. And now about halfway through Jesus' ministry, they pull him aside and they want to take their place in the seat, or take their seat in the kingdom of heaven, one on the Lord's left side and one on his right. I'm sure perhaps it was coming from, you know, in their hearts and a longing of love for the Lord, wanting to be close to him for all eternity. But if you think of the other apostles, how they had heard that and interpreted that, they were not happy. In fact, we can say that maybe perhaps they viewed John and James as wanting to be noticed. You know, they were thinking, hey, these guys want power over us. They want to be great for their own sake. You know, that's nothing unusual for human nature, is it? You know, humans since the beginning of time have wanted this, to be great, to excel, to be noticed, to be admired, to be popular in the eyes of the world. It's always a temptation that's before us, and our history proves us. But really, the question that Jesus puts forward for us today to reflect on is, what does it really mean to be great? You know, many have had worldly greatness. If we look back on our history to ancient times, think of Alexander the Great, who conquered half the known world at the time. And in Jesus' time, there was Herod the Great and Caesar and Rome. Later on, there was Napoleon, and the last 100 years, dictators like Stalin or Hitler. All these men obtaining their greatness through wealth and through power and through war. All these men had one thing in common. They all wanted to be great, but they wanted to be great for the wrong reason. They wanted to be served. They weren't interested in serving, for they only loved themselves. And they became great in the eyes of the world through force, by persecuting others, by stepping on others. Does this still happen today? Well, yes, obviously, we may know some people like that. You know, we need to pray for them. We have to model what it's like or what Jesus is calling us to be like as a servant. We need only to look at corporate America or political arenas of our country to see that, yes, there are still many who shoot for that worldly greatness. We still see those that want to get to the top by stepping on others and looking out only for themselves. But as I said, Jesus tells us today, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be the slave of all the rest. And we have models for this in our church tradition. We call them saints. Go right back to the beginning of the church, all those early church martyrs. And then later on, our popes, Pope Gregory the Great, the simple monk called out of obscurity to lead the church. And humbly, he didn't want to, but humbly for the sake of God and for the church, he stepped forward in very difficult times. Think of Pope Leo the Great, who when Italy was falling and collapsing in on itself under the weight of these barbarian invasions, and once that country was completely taken over and all that was left was the capital of Rome, and here were these massive armies of barbarians sitting outside the gate ready to sack it and destroy it, was Pope Leo the Great who answered that call from God to go out by himself, search out the leader, Attila the Hun, and tell him that he wasn't allowed to enter into the city. God was with him, but it was through his service for the people of Rome and his humility that he was able to turn back that tide. Think of the modern saints in our time, Pope Leo or Pope John Paul II, who helped bring down communism, one of the mightiest and most powerful and most dangerous empires the world has ever seen. Think of St. Francis from days of old and in our modern times, Mother Teresa, who helped serve millions and millions of poor, bringing them an experience of God's love. And we think of St. Teresa of the Little Flower, who never even left the convent in France. And yet through her autobiography that she was ordered to write and did out of obedience, she became a doctor of the church because in that little biography was so much humility and so much spiritual wisdom as she taught her followers how to pray and how to serve. You know, these souls, they didn't seek to become great. They sought to humbly serve their neighbor in the vocations that God had called them to, and through this life of service, they became great. We know that Jesus became the greatest of all because he became the servant of all. But remember that he too, like all of us, was tempted to be great in the eyes of the world in the desert. When the devil himself showed himself all the kingdoms of the earth and he said he would give them all to our Lord if only our Lord would give himself over to him and serve him. And yet Jesus, as we know, walks away from this temptation and becomes great by humbly laying down his life in that ultimate act of service of love for us. And so all of us, whether we are students or teachers, employers or employees, married or single, all of us are called to live out our vocations in life faithfully and to achieve this greatness in the eyes of God through our humble, loving service to one another. But as we seek success and achievement in this life, we must always put that question before ourselves. Are we trying to achieve it using our gifts, knowledge, and talents in humble service to our neighbor? Or are we only seeking our own success and our own glory? But it is only through a humble approach to service that we will truly become great in the eyes of God.